Thank you for listening to this podcast from KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. We invite you to listen to more music and talk on our grassroots non-profit radio station in Laguna Beach, California, from anywhere in the world on kx935.com/listen or on our smartphone apps. But right now, here's that podcast from KX93.5.
Santa baby, just slip a sable under the tree for me. I've been an awful good girl, Santa baby, and hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa baby, a 54 convertible to a light blue. I'll wait up for you, dear Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Think of all the fun I've missed. Think of all the fellas that I haven't kissed. And next year I could be just as good if you check off my Christmas list. Santa baby, I want a yacht, and really that's not a lie. I've been an angel all year, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Platinum mine, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa baby, and fill my stocking with the duplex and checks. Sign your ex on the line, Santa cutie, and hurry down the chimney tonight. Come and trim my Christmas tree with some decorations bought at Tiffany. I really do believe in you. Let's see if you believe in me. Ba-doo-be-doo, Santa baby, forgot to mention one little thing, a ring. And I don't mean on the phone, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. So hurry down the chimney tonight. Hurry down the chimney tonight.
Killer. We should make some noise in here, shouldn't we? Very nice, very nice. So the sister, brother and sister team of Selena Marie Del Pizzo Howell.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. And Dylan Del Pizzo Howell. Thanks for coming in, you guys.
Thank you.
Yeah, nice of you to come in so early in the morning, because I know it's, you know, early for all of us, isn't it?
Yes. Bit. For Laguna Beach people, I feel like it's early.
Certainly, yeah, and also for musicians.
Yes, that is very true.
Do you guys do you have day jobs too, or do you just play now?
I work over at the guitar shop in North Laguna.
Oh, well, there you go.
Yes.
Brilliant. Perfect job, really.
Yeah, it's the best place. Yeah,
really cool. And so playing around town, doing stuff. Got a new record out, Vintage Blues Rockabilly. Is that an old record or a new record?
That's really what we call our style of music, our genre. I like to say vintage blues rockabilly.
So have you been recording?
We have, yes.
I'm looking for stuff on the thing here, but I thought that was what the record was called, but I was totally wrong.
Yeah, currently recording.
Yes, we're currently recording an album in our studio in Santa Ana.
And where are you playing live?
So we are at the Cliff. Every first Saturday of every month.
Cool.
Playing there. We love that venue. And we're playing at Marine Room. And
the Sawdust during the summer and winter.
Yeah. I've seen you play with an upright bass player and a So, and a drummer.
Mm-hmm. And a harmonica player.
And a harmonica player, that's right.
Yeah, we can play from a duo up to a five-piece band. So.
Brilliant. Available for bar mitzvahs, weddings, anything that's going.
Yes. Yeah.
So how did you get involved in this Christmas record, An Orange Christmas?
Well, Gary, we love Gary, and we love working with Gary over at The Cliff. So he contacted us and asked us if we'd want to put down a track on the album, and I'm a big fan of Eartha Kitt, and so Santa Baby kind of came to mind.
Do you know, I can't think of any, apart from Kylie Minogue, she did a version of this.
Mm-hmm.
I can't think of anybody else. It's just that classic Eartha Kitt recording, isn't
it?
That everybody knows.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very funny lyric. You want a duplex in your stocking.
Yes.
Good. So Gary's here. Hi, Gary.
How you doing, Jason?
Gary from BD McGee's and also Laguna Sound Studio. Good idea, mate.
You know what? We talked about this 3 years ago, and since I've taken over Laguna Sound Studio, gave us the opportunity to put this album together. So I went out and I corralled the best of the best in Orange County.
And, the best of the best, really?
Jason Fetty should have been
people,
on there.
Missing from this record, I would say, but okay, fair enough.
You're too hard to find. I can't track you down. You're a working man.
I mean, from 7 to 12 every day. You can just come and knock on the door.
But to get you in the studio.
I'm just having to kind of go at you.
I see a Volume 2 coming out with a great song from Jason
I don't
Jason
want to be on Volume
Fetty.
2. No.
No.
That's the first time I'm not doing it. So, good idea. 3 years ago, got all these people together to do it.
3 years ago, I talked about it with Tricia Freeman, and we've been talking about it, doing it, and just finally put it all together. And so I reached out to the right people, said, pick your own song. I know you're going to find the right tune for your voice. And obviously, you know, with Moonshine, these guys did it right.
Yeah, they did. And to tell you the truth, it's a brilliant stocking stuffer, this record, because it does everything a record should do for us here at KX93.5. It's local music. It's clearly, you know, local people doing Christmassy songs that everybody loves. Everybody puts a Christmas record on at home, right? Excuse me. We do. Just put on a record with a Christmas music. It's in the background. Very nice, you know. And it also, some of the money for this goes to Proceed the Friendship Shelter, our local homeless shelter. So it's a slam, you know, it's a big orange ball of goodness, isn't it?
Yeah, when we talked about it, the joke was, you know, why doesn't this all the money go to the musicians, because they're pretty close to homeless anyway, most of them,
so. Well, yeah,
but we thought, you know what, we want to do something for the community. We figured out a way to do it, and a portion of all proceeds from CD sales goes to the Friendship Shelter.
Well, you know, I know most musicians I know anyway are looking for ways to give back, and they haven't got money,
right?
But they got
right.
time, and they can play, so that's what we do.
That's it.
In order to do something sort of to give back to the people that support us over the years. So we appreciate that very much. James Clay Garrison is here. Where are you, James?
Hi, guys.
Let's do the switchy over. Let's get you up on a stool.
Okay.
Now, Moonshine, guys, thank you very much for coming in, I should say.
Thank you.
And
so
where
much.
Can we find out about Moonshine? What's the website or the whatever? Find out where you're playing. And
yes, you can find us as moonshinetunes.com.
Thank you. And you know what Moonshine Tunes are? And thank you again for doing the tune in like a split second's notice.
You're
that
welcome.
That was very cool of you to pull up the lyric on your phone and just do it. And Dylan, you're an awesome guitar player, sir.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, really cool.
Doesn't it just make you sick? Like these kids, the young generation.
It does make me a little bit sick. It makes me a little homicidal, actually, yeah.
Like YouTube, and they all these teachers we didn't have. Really.
Yeah, I want to kill them. But that's all right. James is here. James is about my age, so that's all right. Now we can sort of, we can sit here grumpy old men together. James Clay Garrison is a hero of mine, really. He's a guitar player and a singer around town. And he's just one of those guys that's immediately brilliant when you go and see him. And you play the Cliff a bit, don't you?
I do. I played last night, as a matter of fact. So I'm.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I'm one of those. I'm still gathering myself. You know.
Mate, I was at Las Brisas last night. We're all tired.
Yeah. Okay.
Stop
yeah, that's
complaining.
Right. It's Wednesday at Las Brisas. That's right. How's that gig?
Well, there was nobody. I mean, literally, it was too cold because they put us out on the patio.
I know. We're outside too. Yeah.
So we're
going
to not going to play there for the next couple of months.
Oh, is that right?
It's great. Gives me a chance to just, you know.
Right. Right.
Have at least one night off a week, and then. Back in March, I think.
Okay.
It's just, you know, it's out on the patio. It's that spot that's, it's like the Cliff. It's just got that awesome view.
Unbelievable, isn't it? I think Las Brisas is one of the best views in town. Because it's looking the other way. It's looking kind of south.
Yeah.
Yeah, most of the other views kind of look either straight out to sea or yeah, north a bit. Yeah.
Well, that view, that one from Las Brisas, is like that classic planer. Everybody paints it, don't
they? Right, I know.
Every painting of Laguna has got that
view. It's got
view.
Those steps leading right down. That's amazing.
We're pretty lucky to be where we are. So
we really are.
Yep. Cool. All right, James Clay Garrison, you picked, you know, a less humble man might have said, I want Silent Night because I want to show how wonderfully sensitive I am, or so this is Christmas to show that I care about social causes or whatever the hell. But you didn't do that. You picked a song that's just fun and joyous.
You know what's funny? People actually come up to me and they say, "Wait a minute, did you actually get to pick the song?" And because they look at my choice, and they're saying, "Wait, did you get to pick? Is that your choice?" I'm like, "Yes, that's my choice."
No, it makes total sense. Sorry, yeah. Just fixing the microphone there, but yeah. It makes total sense. It's, well, just, I'll tell you what, I'll turn that mic off and turn that mic on.
Okay.
You can play it for us. And that'll be groovy. Just a bit of technical stuff to go and do here.
Yeah,
and,
I'm still kind of unfamiliar with the tune. I learned it the night before we recorded, and I had about a 2-hour space to record it in. So I learned it for the recording, and I played it on ukulele.
Immediately forgot it because you're 50. It's not because you don't care,
Let's
Gary.
Not bring up age on the air, please.
James, it's not because you don't care.
Yeah.
It's because you're too old to remember.
No, thank you. I appreciate that. That's a good distinction. I'll remember that. Yeah.
All right, James Clay Garrison is here. He's going to play his song, or the song that he plays on, An Orange Christmas. It's an album that's out right now. We'll find out a bit more about how to get that album in a few moments' time. But here's James live on KX 93.5.
Umelakalikimaka is the thing to say on a bright Hawaiian Christmas day. That's the island greeting that they send to you from the land where palm trees sway. Here we know that Christmas will be green and bright, with the sun by day and all the stars at night. Umelakalikimaka is a wise way to say Merry Christmas to you.
Yeah, on guitar, like I said.
Yemelekalekimaka is the thing to say on a bright Hawaiian Christmas day. That's the island greeting that they send to you from the land where palm trees sway. Here we know that Christmas will be green and bright, with the sun by day and all the stars at night. Umelakalikimaka is a wise way to say Merry Christmas to you. Yemelakalikimaka is a wise way to say Merry Christmas. Say Merry Christmas, a very, very, very Merry Christmas to you.
Awesome.
Oh yeah. Like I said, I learned it for the record, and I'm
it's just awesome because it just makes everybody smile.
It's a fun. I've always loved it since the first time I heard it. First time I ever heard it. Funny, my parents were huge Bing Crosby fans.
Yeah.
But the first time I ever heard it was on the Christmas Vacation, the Chevy Chase. You know. It's a great scene with Randy Quaid on the diving board, and I always equate Melakalikimaka with that scene with Randy Quaid in a bathing suit on the Griswold swimming pool diving board. So,
well, it's something that much of the world doesn't know anything about, like warm, sunny Christmases,
right
by the pool.
We know a bit about it,
yeah, a little bit. You know, we're not quite Hawaii, although they've got some snow at the moment.
Well, you know, when Gary said Orange Christmas, that also kind of like came into the picture too. I was like, Orange Christmas, you know, and then we came up with the idea of saying Aloha from Orange County at the end too.
Right, yeah,
fun, yeah.
It's great. It's a wonderful version of it, actually.
Thank you.
Yeah. I mean, and all of these recordings are great, Gary. They're not. There's no sort of fillers, and we appear to be the kind of town that has a lot of great players. I mean, I was reticent to say that because I know that other towns have great players, I've lived in them. So I'm telling you that, you know, we're not that special that way. But it's just as time goes on, each generation, there's another bunch of brilliant singers and players and people doing interesting things. And so it's good to have a little studio down there in town where they can go and make recordings. You're not overly expensive, are you?
No, our rates are very reasonable. We've got great engineers in there, and my engineers work quick, so we can really do quality work.
Because the expense of it, so everybody can record at home, but having nice mics and a, you know, and an engineer to fiddle with the knobs while you work on the actual content of the, you know, the actual creativity.
And that's
a really great thing.
I hear from people, you know, it's easy to record at home, but you never get the quality you want, and having to deal with both ends of it where you're actually playing on it and recording it, it's a lot more work.
Right, it's playing two ends of the field. It is. It's really like that. You can't, you know, you're driver and you're also the guy that's looking at the map, and that's complicated, yeah. So the record is great, and we appreciate you doing it, man. And thanks, of course. I'm just looking on the thing there. We should thank 133 Music Group, Clay Berryhill, The Cliff, Young Company, Laguna Beach Brewery and Grill, Mozambique, and the Skyloft, same people there. Nice that they helped you out in the making of this too.
Yeah, we got the full community support on this one. The musicians, the local businesses all got behind it. The studio got behind it. And we've had a lot of fun. It was a great time working with all these people that I've worked with over the last few years on different projects to bring them all together in the same room to record an album. I mean, it was a...
Yeah, and that's going to happen again at the concert, which is amazing to get everybody together at the same time on one night. I mean, I never get to see a Nesh or a Trish or any of these people around
course,
town.
No, of course,
because
you're always playing on the same nights. Yeah,
because we're always working, which is nice. I mean, this town has, 25 venues within a 5-square-mile radius. So.
Last time I saw Trisha, I called her a Nesha. That's how long it is since I've seen her, you know what I mean?
You know, and it's funny because stylistically they're similar, but when you listen to the record, you notice they're nothing the same.
I call them both Trinesha now.
Trinesha.
So there's a show associated with, thank you for it, that's that. I'm like, wow, James is a pro at this.
Segwayed
straight into where we were going next.
Right.
It says, come join us for a live performance. The Orange Christmas, that's the CD, of course, part of which the proceeds go to the Friendship Shelter. It says it'll be a night to remember, and that is certainly the case. Performances by, shall I read them out?
Read them.
All right, Paul Peterson, Trish Freeman, Moonshine, Andrew Corradini back in town to do this. Very nice. Lauren Black, James, Clay Garrison, Kelly Fitzgerald, who I've known since I arrived in these United States. Sabrina Lentini, I don't know her.
She's great. Great.
Yeah, I don't know her.
Contemporary of some friends of mine, yeah. It's very good.
Very cool. Beth and Steve Wood and other special guests. Very cool. That's at Bridge Hall, which is right next to the Neighbourhood Congregational Church, right on St. Anne's Drive.
Part of, yes.
So, and you can find out more information by contacting Gary Hicks, who's here, at info@lagunasoundstudios.com. info@lagunasoundstudios.com. It's wonderful because it's community-based and it's fun and everybody gets to do something. Any proceeds going anywhere?
Well, we're going to be selling the CD out there. And like I said, all proceeds from the CD are going to the Friendship Shelter.
And the donation at the door?
Donation to the door is actually going to pay some of these musicians.
Wow.
And we did bring in a house band. We've got Albert Margolis coming in on keys. We've got John Troy on bass and Frankie Cannola on drums. And then, of course, everyone's playing their own guitars that night. So it should be a great, great time.
It will.
I'll have to relearn my song. I'll bring a ukulele and relearn.
God, I hope so.
You know what? If you just did what you just did, it's so fun. Yeah. It doesn't matter. You know, it's not one of those things that you need to be, Yngwie Malmsteen. Do you know what I mean?
Let's hope not. God's sake, right?
You can just noodle around on it and everybody's going to sing along.
Yeah.
It's really great. All right, well, listen, it's been really fun. I've been looking forward to seeing you and celebrating this record for a little while now, because when it came out, we're like, oh, the station worked, because we were always looking for cool Christmas stuff and certainly local Christmas stuff and local cool Christmas stuff. We're like, oh, my God, that's all saved us a whole day of work. So we're really grateful.
That
in a nice way.
No, we appreciate the support from the station. And this, you can get this album throughout town. I know Sound Spectrum's carrying it, Laguna Beach Books, Tight Assets.
Fond Memories.
The Cliff Restaurant. And every one of the musicians on it has their copies with them. They're for sale. Buy them up. You know, we want to get these things out there. It's a great album. We're very, very proud of it, and I appreciate every one of these guys that played on this thing.
Sales are brisk, but not brisk enough, right, Gary? So
let's keep moving.
No, it's going to, this will become a Laguna staple thing. I think it's brilliant that you did it, and if you can keep your overheads down.
I think
the
ease and sort of the timing that it came together was pretty amazing, too. I mean, it really didn't. I mean, I came up with mine the night before and put it down in a couple hours, and I think that happened with several. I think you guys too. You guys put yours down in a couple hours too, in sort of a spontaneous performance.
The guys from Moonshine are nodding.
Yeah, well, that's true.
Radio.
Yeah, yes, so you guys. I mean, yeah, I didn't mean Gary. He's not on the record.
Inesha Rose came in and started recording one song and said, "Hang on a second,
switch, got a better idea.
Switch songs and laid it down in one track."
And hers is perfect. Perfect for her. Yeah, yeah, perfect.
Well, you know what? Let's say goodbye and we'll play that track from the CD. She does "Rocking Around the Christmas Tree." Is that the one you mean?
Yeah, with Curtis Gentile on it.
Yeah.
Good lovely guy.
Curtis, yeah, absolutely. So, great. The album is An Orange Christmas. It's available at record stores in town and various places in town.
Yeah.
But is there a website people can go and get it? Is it on iTunes or anything?
We're not selling it online. We're just selling hard copies throughout Laguna Beach.
Right, great.
And we're in, you know, anywhere these artists are playing throughout Orange County.
Yeah.
And it's an Orange Christmas because they're all Orange, you know, County artists.
Yeah. So. Very good. All right, well, listen, Gary Hicks, thanks for all you do in town, for the musicians and for the people that go and watch them. And you guys have been great. Thanks for coming in so early.
Thank you, Jason.
Here's Inesha Rose from the album An Orange Christmas on KX93.5.
Ooh, rocking around the Christmas tree at the Christmas party. She ever couple tries to stop. Rocking around the Christmas tree, let the Christmas spirit ring. Later we'll have some pumpkin pie and we'll do some caroling. You will get a sentimental feeling when you hear voices singing, let's be jolly. With boughs of holly, you're rocking around the Christmas tree. You have a happy holiday.